I really feel that what the Lord wants me to start with first is really explaining authority and rebellion. And let me say this, everything that jumps up in you about, oh, I'm so tired of hearing this kind of preaching, I'm not going to preach like that. And I'm saying that because I'm a person who's been totally abused by people who are in leadership of what we call the organized church and have crossed the lines into lording it over. And one of the things God was showing me so clearly, because you don't throw out the way God wants to do things because someone has done it wrong, or even if you see it wrong more than you see it right. And so God's really trying to give me this clear distinction of how it's really supposed to be that's going to be awesome, and not have me be rebellious because of the abuse I've seen. And so I'll tell you a little bit how God brought us to this particular teaching for tonight, if Karen doesn't mind. I don't think she minds. What happened is, it's so amazing. If you get our teaching tapes, especially, we ought to start dating them, and not going out with them, but, you know, putting dates on them, so that, you know, people don't like to pervert anything you say, so I like to make sure I speak real clearly. Anyway, because this has been such line upon line teaching without us planning it, that it's really cool if you've been along for the ride. And if you haven't, you might need some of the other teaching that's led up to this. But what happened this week, and God's always changing us and purging us and cleansing us, and what happened at the office is Karen's had her son there all week, you know, just for like an hour. And I didn't think anything of it. I was nice to him and goofing off with him and everything else. So yesterday afternoon, we needed to be at the office, and Karen had to go get her son. And I said, well, is Heather not able to babysit? She has two teenage daughters who usually babysit. It's only for an hour before she gets home. And she can basically work any hours she wants. She just, we have an agreement how many hours she's going to work a week, and she can work them whenever she wants. And so anyway, and I was fine. And then Karen says, well, we're having some troubles with Jonathan, not obeying his sisters when they're watching him. And we're just not going to put up with it anymore, so he's coming to work with me. And I'm just submitting to my husband. In other words, Dad told me to bring him to work. Maybe it's that. And so everybody's been going through all these issues as God's really trying to deal with some rebellion in her son. You know, and we don't judge each other. So we just, God uses examples of people's real lives all the time. That's why he uses real people in the Word, including their mistakes and the things they go through. And so, you know, because of some abuse and some control issues and some critical issues in his natural father and some things they've been through, God's just helping Karen get direction to clean all this up. And we've really been praying for our children lately. So it's been amazing some of the things that have been happening, including my son, if you were here Tuesday night, got an unbelievable inner healing that I didn't even know he was still having issues with. But when he was two, he saw his sister die. He saw a tree branch go through his sister's head. And it totally traumatized him, but he was too young to tell us or do anything about it or remember it. And so anyway, so that's been so Tuesday night when I prayed for him after God showed us about provoking and I got free from that being in my own heart, the Spirit of God just hit my son, which is what we're all praying for. God, you do it, you know, make it real. Anyway, and by the time we finished doing the inner healing at home, once I realized that that two-year-old was up at the surface, just going on and on and on about all his fears and how much pain he has and depression and all this stuff, that being raised in a godly home and inner healing in other areas of his life was maybe 10% of his life. But it was something real that at some point in time would have blown up. And I was just amazed. And I thought, wow, Lord, here I walk with you. And I've done inner healings on my kids through their whole childhood and been led by the Lord to take care of issues. And it really gave me a revelation that we may get to tonight. If not, we'll definitely get to it Tuesday. But many people are damaged when they're very young. And you can never remember it. And you're physically created in a way that you won't remember it. And that's where a lot of your trauma comes from. I think that's like with you, Marianne, and Deborah, and different ones where you got revelation to say, okay, I forgive everybody. I separate the spirit from the person. You've gone through all the things, and you remember the encounters where you were traumatized that God brings to your remembrance, and you get free from those. But then there's still that little hurt kid in there. And there's like nowhere further to go back because you can't physically remember things that happened at certain ages in your life. You can remember if somebody shows you a video or talks about it, but you really can't remember it. And so God's going to give me a corporate inner healing to cover all that time frame. For those who have the understanding about forgiving and have the understanding about separating the person from the spirit that hurt them and have the understanding about their value in Christ. All the revelations you need to know that you know that God, no matter what happened to me, I am able to get victory in that area. The only problem is I don't know what happened to me. Well, God knows what happened to you. And all you have to do is come in agreement with his truth. You shall know the truth shall make you free, and the anointing breaks the yoke. So anyway, so that was exciting that I just learned that. And you think, oh, Lord, I'm just excited about this. And then God turns around and shows me this with Karen's situation. So, and we've been praying, Lord, set the kids free. If you've been coming Friday nights, there's been quite an emphasis on that. And God wants to pour it on our children. And so that's really exciting to me. And if you haven't been coming, you really need to get the tapes. And you need to start asking God, Lord, if I have issues with my children or I have issues that you keep dealing with here and I'm never here, then what's going on? And hopefully tonight we'll even handle some of that. Because God is doing a line upon line thing. Anyway, so what happened, when I was fine with Jonathan being in the office all week, but the minute that Karen told me that this was going to be like a semi-permanent thing, and I kind of thought about the ridiculousness that she drives home and she's out of the office for 30 minutes to come back for an hour and then to have to make up that time and the inconvenience because a 10-year-old kid will not do what he's told. And my thinking was, I don't understand why they won't make him do what he's supposed to do. And they're struggling with trying to make him do it, but he's hard-hearted, which is the scripture God began to give me, and they can't. And so instead of having him terrorize his sisters and the neighborhood in a last effort to see what can we do, they're inconveniencing themselves. To which has had Karen furious inside because the ridiculousness of a kid calling the shots. And it's really a spirit in the kid calling the shots and having to change your schedule and try to get something done at work. And we have an office that really just is not, it's kid friendly, but we are casting devils out of people. We have phone calls from people who have major sexual sin. It's not a place to have to be cautious on everything you say and how you minister. So it's absolutely not a place for small children to just come and hang out for babysitting, along with just the commotion that's already there. So when Karen told me this, I'm just really honest, and I always use my stuff because, and Karen's stuff, because that's how I learn. And so something started coming up in me. Like, it wasn't about Jonathan. He was there all week. It didn't bother me, okay? It's not about people's kids. It's not about helping people. I've had some of your kids in and babysat them. And if God gave me grace to do that, I would do it. So it's not about the flesh. It's not about, and I had to work through all that. And I'm like, no, Lord, I know if you gave me grace, it would be no problem. So I'm thinking, where's the grace gone? And what is this rising up in me? Because that's what got me the most. Lord, there's something here. And so I started breaking it down, and I realized I felt like I was being taken advantage of because I am the one God has made as overseer for Beauty for Ashes, which if you look at the business part of it, that would make me like the boss. And I don't like any of that. You know, I don't like, this was the problem. I didn't want that authority, but I have it. But I didn't know how biblical it was to have that kind of authority. And so I'm sitting there trying to make sure everything's fair. Well, my kids come, but my kids come and they're older, number one. Number two, they come not because they're a behavior problem. They come because I have to work longer and we live a half hour away and the office is right by their school, and so I got on my way to have, you know, Christian television for them and video games, and I give them money to take my van because they're older and they can go get something at McDonald's. You know what I mean? So I try to make them not resent what I do because they're stuck at the office a couple afternoons a week. But the conflict in me, because I hadn't dealt with this issue until God showed me, and I'm just really honest with you, and I had to deal with what was that conflict. The real conflict with me was, is it fair for me to tell her she can't bring her sons when I bring my sons? And then I go through this whole thing like, well, that doesn't seem fair, you know, but it's ridiculous because her son's coming because of rebellion and it's going to disrupt the whole office where my kids are coming who would rather be home. So do you see kind of the situations? And the reason I tell you these things is because it's more than just reading a Bible to you, which is awesome. I love the Word of God. But when I give you personal things that happen in your brain, you can start thinking of, oh, that's kind of like what happened to me. And that's kind of, and that's how I teach because that's how I learn. And so now we're all mature at our office, thank God. And you know, as I go through these things, I wonder, how does most of the world handle it? No wonder there's so many rules and so much control and so many people messed up and so much hurt. Because in our little office, as God's really putting the fire on us, He's getting rid of all this stuff. And I just thank God for the fruit of the Spirit that we don't really hurt each other in the process. But this thing made me so upset that I left before Karen got back with her son because I did not want to work this out with her and her son there until I got alone with God, until I had worked it out to a place where I knew, why am I so upset by this? And instantly I begin to feel like, now some of you, I understand now parents who can't discipline their children right. And I didn't understand that before. And it's so cool because while God's working this in me, even as ministry is going to the next place, it's just so cool how God works. It's harder to explain to you how supernaturally He's putting all this together for exactly where the ministry needs to be right now, where I need to be, and timing. It's just awesome. And so here, I'm not understanding why Karen and Thad can't make their child obey. And I know it's spiritual. And then at the same time, I'm not understanding why I'm bent that I can't just sit down with Karen, because I could have, and said, you know, Karen, as president of the ministry, there is a policy that we've already written that children under 10 or 10 and under, number one, can't even be in the office unless they're being ministered to. And number two, if they do have to be here, we're paying $300 a month for a room next door that's childproof with a TV and videos, and we put in a TV monitor so that if we do have to bring our children or we do minister to someone who have children, we have a safe place for them to be without getting in the way of thousands of dollars of machinery and equipment. And so right away, I went to, why are they, you know, not, why are they trying to make me to enforce a policy that I don't want to have to enforce? And maybe I don't live up to my end of the policy. And all this kind of stuff started going on. And now most of you can never relate. You never get in conflicts and you don't have issues going on inside of you. But this was going on. And I'm kind of teaching you how to work this stuff out without blasting somebody and going to the Lord. And also seeing it wasn't that Karen had the problem. God was dealing with me about my problem, in that He was going to help her deal with her problem, and in that it was going to help Thad deal with his problem, and in that it's going to eventually, and maybe even tonight, help her son get free from rebellion in his heart that he's not personally responsible for, in the sense that we don't pick our situations in life or our parents, or they don't get to pick their parents and their situations in life. And it's basically just part of being thrown into the human race that's under sin. You know, I called my sister Donna, and she's on the board, and I didn't do it at all with gossip or malice or anything else, but everyone knows me. I have to work things out because I don't want to talk to the person I have to talk to till I work it out. Part of that is because of the sphere of influence I do have and the authority that I walk in. I don't want to say something wrong. And I don't want to hurt somebody. And so I always tell the person if I talk to someone else about the situation. So, and Donna and Carrie, I talked to a little bit. And both of them said, you know, you always seem to have the same feeling that you're being taken advantage of. And that must be your issue because, and my brain knows, Karen's not taking advantage of me. Honestly, she doesn't want to do it this way. She's submitting to Thad, which is very hard for her coming out of a really bad marriage and God teaching Thad how to be a godly husband, and you got submission flinging over her head every which way. She's got a kid who won't submit to her. She's supposed to submit to a husband she doesn't think he's right, and you got all this junk going on, and now she's got, quote, an overseer, boss, whatever you want to call it, who's not happy with this being dumped in her lap. And so that's why guys like, pray for Karen. You know, she's had a rough week. The cool thing is, as we all got biblical about this, or as I did, it gave me so much revelation that I've spent literally hours today receiving from the Lord, and a couple hours receiving in my spirit stuff I didn't know what I was getting, but I can tell when God's doing that. And I think it's probably going to be a conference teaching. It's at least 4 sessions, he told me, and I don't know how long those are. So that's pretty cool. The one thing he showed me as I tore this down, what's really bothering me, was being taken advantage of. And that's what we're going to talk about first. And I thought, okay, where are my real issues? And I'm telling you how I do it so you can apply it, okay? I'm not just like, she loves to talk about herself. I don't care about talking about myself. I want you to learn to be biblical the way God's taught me so you can deal with your issues. So I sat there and I said, okay, Lord, why do I feel like I'm being taken advantage of? I know Karen's not taking advantage of me. I know her heart's not taking advantage of me. I know Thad's not. I know that this kind of thinking is irrational. So what is my real issue? And I begin to see the real issue was I didn't want to have to sit her down, and I didn't want to have to be a boss. I didn't want to have to sit her down and say, Karen, don't you remember we wrote up that policy and the board knew the policy was there and that this isn't a good idea to bring Jonathan to work? Okay, why wouldn't I want to do that? Anyone who knows me knows I'm pretty bold. And if one of you are doing something that's irritating me and God directs me to do something about it, I'll do something about it. I've had guest speakers, you guys been here, who were off track and I've stopped them. Or I've totally turned the whole meeting around and I have no problem when I'm in the anointing of the Holy Spirit. I have no problem moving in the Spirit, even if it offends you so bad you never come back. And for the people who aren't here, that's probably why.